Jesus walks on the water. After Jesus fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, the people seeing this great miracle were talking among themselves, saying, "This is the prophet Moses told us about, who was to come into the world." Jesus realized they were ready to come and carry him off and try to make him king. So he told his disciples to take the boat back across the lake to Capernaum, and he went to the hills by himself. It was evening when Jesus' disciples went down to the lake, got into the boat, and started back across the lake. A strong wind had come up, stirring up the waves and pushing the boat far out in the lake. The boat was there most of the night, being tossed about, and the disciples were straining to row the boat against the wind. It was still dark, and in the early hours of the morning. They had rowed about 3 or 4 miles when they saw Jesus walking on the water and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and screamed with fear. Jesus spoke to them at once. "Courage," he said, "it is I. Don't be afraid." Then Peter spoke up, "Lord, if it is really you, order me to come out on the water to you." "Come," answered Jesus. So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was afraid and started to sink down in the water. "Save me, Lord," he cried. At once Jesus reached out and grabbed a hold of him and said, "What little faith you have! Why did you doubt?" They both got in the boat, the wind died down, and immediately the boat reached land at the place where they were heading for. Then the disciples in the boat worshiped Jesus. "Truly, you are the Son of God," they exclaimed. This reading is from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 32, and the book of John, chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. It is also found in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. Part 3 continued in July's reading, The Bread of Life.